I ran the biggest Hollywood underground poker game there ever was. With my wife Casey by my side, the game took off. These Hollywood rich guys couldn't play worth a damn. But the big fun was made on the side bets. That's where the real money was made. Life was good, but then a Hollywood mogul got in the way.
I'm 6th degree and black belt on a Martian high scale.
It's 5th degree black belt. It only goes up to 5th degree.
So I made the stupidest bet in my life.
$1 million walk to Vegas.
7 days to walk to Vegas.
Big man, he has to go wear a suit.
Suit? You want me to wear a suit in the desert? Are you crazy?
You are a legend. Everybody is talking about you.
Hey, Chuck, you get your dough ready? No one beats me. My big man.
He's sprinting? How can he be doing that?
Like a wise gambling hustler once said, all is fair in a snake pit.
That is Vince Van Patten. 7 days to Vegas is the movie. And it is, and Eileen Davidson, who is his wife and plays his wife, is there's a lot of There's a lot of realism in what's actually happening here in this particular film. Is there not, Vince?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's a fun movie, but it's based on my poker game in the 90s, and I played it for about 15 years where the game got bigger and bigger in Beverly Hills. And it wasn't about the poker, though. This movie's not about the poker at all. It's about the people and the bets we made. And I made the stupidest bet of all time.
So side bets. Everybody would do these,
crazy side
bets. Which they continue to do. We should mention, you know, people know Vince, of course, from his acting, and Eileen from the soaps and Real Housewives. But, you know, you've done the World Poker Tour for nearly 20 years now. But as you know, these prop bets continue to these days because, you know, gamblers love in between hands even, to bet on whether the next two or the next three cards are going to be red or black, right?
Right. I mean, Richard, you're a poker player, too, so you understand.
He is?
This feeling you have.
Legendary.
He never told us that.
He's a good poker player. I know you are. And you just love action. And so you do make crazy bets. And the one bet I made was, can I walk from L.A. to Vegas 280 miles in 7 days for $1 million? And they all bet against me. And it's the hangover meets the sting. And I'm so honored that Richard is doing a sneak preview tonight.
Oh, at the Davis Theater,
so
right?
Cool.
Is that where you guys are doing this?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah,
yes.
We're going to
sold out tonight.
Yeah,
I believe.
We're sold out tonight, but it'll be hitting theaters, I believe, at the 20th and then video on demand all the platforms September 24th.
You can also pre-buy on iTunes. I just want to pipe in.
Yes. Thank you.
You know what? She's always got that bottom line going right there.
If you want to buy now, go buy now. That's right. As a matter of fact, the price is only going to go up from here. I think that's the way you have to look at it. All right, so I guess now that I know that this is what this movie is totally about, I don't know if I want to know the end. I don't want to know if you get to the
But does the end mimic real life? What happened in real life?
That's a good question.
Some of it, I want to say, it's a movie. You know, some of it's fictionalized. Can't tell you what happened out there, but it is fun and it's wild, right, Richard?
Absolutely. And one of the things I love about prop bets is, as Vince and Eileen have said, you don't have to know about poker. It's not an inside poker movie. I mean, there's a little bit of poker, but it's about the people. It reminds me of a movie Ro and I love called California Split back from the 1970s, which was all about who was that? Elliot Gould. And
George Siegel,
thank Vince. Vince, by the way, Vince knows everybody because he basically had the life that Leonardo DiCaprio had once upon a time in Hollywood.
Right.
He should be suing them, except for he's better looking. But it's all about the characters. And there are some real-life poker players, including Jennifer Tilly, our friend, and Antonio Esfandiari and Phil Hellmuth. But it's all about this kind of just crazy, almost like great pursuit of the all-American dream. How do we get ahead? I'll do anything.
Yeah.
And Eileen, you're terrific in this film as well, because you know Casey's not just she's not the wife; she's the partner in on this. And you know, she's let's face it, Vince, as in real life, the brains of the operation.
Eileen, do you play poker then? And you've been playing it for a long time.
He taught me when we first met before the World Poker Tour. We're actually in Cabo on vacation. He taught me, and I was like, "This is the most amazing game." You know, mainstream doesn't really know about it at that time. Yeah, I thought it was incredible because it's just it takes smarts, it takes luck. You have to be kind
there's
of
some acting to it, maybe?
There's definitely a lot of acting to it. I mean, I love it. I don't play all the time, although I just I can't talk now. I'm on radio. I did just play last weekend. It was fun.
I'm hysterical all the time, so no one would ever know what my tells are.
Because
my tells are my tells no matter what.
Yeah.
I could have four aces or I could literally have nothing, and I would be equally as hysterical.
It's so sad. He'll be like, I guess that's a great hand!
I can barely stand it.
But in addition to the big prop, and there's also some really, I don't want to give anything away, but there's some really neat twists and turns. The screenplay here is very clever and fun, and there's some dark comedy. But there's a couple other prop bets in the movie before the big one, right? Maybe you can talk a little bit about that. I think we could probably tell a little bit. Isn't the donut betting or the and there was a twist to that prop bet.
You'll see some crazy prop bets. Can a kid, you know, eat 50 donuts in 1 hour? They bet a lot of money on that. I saw that actually happen back in the day during my poker game. I used to do a bet where I could throw a basketball from half court. I'd get 10 shots at it for big money. I'd bet like 8 of the poker players. Oh, let's go outside basketball court and do it. And I would make it. I usually would make it 1 out of 10. So they said, okay, we're going to lower this bet to 8. I would make it. I still won money. It got down to the point where I was down to 4 throws. And I remember one night it was down to 4 throws. I thought I was going to make it. I bet 25 guys. I lost. I paid off over $25,000 before I walked into the poker game that night. Took him a huge loss. So that was the end of that bet. But eventually, usually the guy that makes the prop bet, proposes it, has an edge on that.
Beware.
And they win it.
Sure.
Beware.
Exactly.
Right. Right. Well,
our old friend Ron Majors is a legendary television anchor here. He used to always tell stories about this legendary prop bet guy that would travel the country that bet a guy that he could hit a 1,000-yard drive. And it was like, there's no way. And he did it on a frozen lake in Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Titanic Thompson used to do that. Also, it would be, hit a ball a mile? And he'd say, okay, I'll bet you 10,000, whatever. And he would go off to the Grand Canyon and knock the ball into the Grand Canyon a mile down.
You didn't say where.
And there's a famous story about the guy who, what was the name of the book? The Man with the $60,000 Breast, I think it was, who actually got implants.
There was a poker player, Gus Hansen, and his sidekick. And Gus said, for fun, put breasts in for 1 year. I'll give you $50,000 just to hang out. Well, the guy did it, right?
Oh my god!
The scary thing is he never took them off.
He has never taken them out.
He keeps them.
He kept them. Yeah. And there's the bets. I know
what
there
cup
was
would that be?
I think he figured like, why go to the amusement park if you can just stay at home? You know, kind of a feeling, right?
He enjoys them, I guess.
But you got to beware, as we mentioned too, because like for example, if you're going to make a bet with a guy that he can eat, you know, let's say 50 donuts in a half hour, and he gets a 5-minute break, what if he has a twin brother who comes in for the second part of it? And you don't know that. There's always that angle.
These guys are always trying to outwit each other, and it's a battle of wits. And so that's what this film is about, 7 Days to Vegas. We're coming out on the 20th. iTunes, you can pre-buy now. It'll be on Amazon. Richard has seen it.
Yeah, it's been getting, not just for me, but you've been getting, guys, been getting some rave reviews. I just saw a critic comparing it to The Hangover, The Big Lebowski, he mentioned in this as well. I mean, it's really nice to get that reception.
Vince, when did this change happen, right? Because you played tennis, right?
Yeah, I played professional. I was top 25 in the world for over 10 years on the ATP circuit.
Right.
Beat John McEnroe a couple times. This was in the 80s.
But that made him mad.
He hasn't gotten over it yet.
And then went back into L.A. and the world of acting and poker and having fun, and I got the job on the World Poker Tour. I've been doing it 18 years.
So where was that transition then, from the acting to the, because you just enjoyed playing poker, and that was
no
what
one
drew
knew
you.
Poker in the 90s. So my father did the World Series, but no one watched the show, and so my father couldn't do it. So they said, "Well, your son is an actor and he's a poker player too. So would you want the job?" I said, "Yeah, I'll do that." So I got that gig for 1 year, and then 2 years later, when the World Poker Tour was coming about, who else could do it? It had Mike Sexton and me. So I got the job. We thought it would never end. I mean, we thought it would be over in 3 shows, and lo and behold, because you get to see the cards, you see the genius in poker.
So that's it. I was going to ask you when and why did poker become. I know the online poker made a difference too, because everyone was accessible.
Definitely.
People were playing around the world with the different. Remember when online poker was big?
Oh yeah.
It just seemed like at a certain point, poker became such an interesting and widely. You know,
when you couldn't see the cards, you went, oh, okay, he probably had aces. When you could see the genius behind it, person that makes a bluff for huge money, you respect that and go, oh, there's a whole different level of poker out there that I didn't know was happening. And that's what made the game explode.
The only downside is over the last 18 years, every poker game you ever play, and if someone gets a pair of aces, they have to do their Vince imitation. I've got the weapons of mass destruction. Oh. I'm like, okay, everybody has to be Vince. All right.
Yeah.
It's like the Al Michaels of the poker circuit. We also have to mention too. You threw a bone to this Jimmy Van Patten kid playing your brother. Now that's a real stretch for him. I know
my brother Jimmy, great actor. He plays
a lot of fun
in here, and he's a perpetual name dropper in the film. He's very funny. Eileen, of course, is in it, and she's amazing. By the way, funny story with Eileen and I about it. Finally, we're going to get the picture made. We're 4 weeks prior to shooting, and I say, "Okay, honey, here's the script. It's very exciting. Let's run it a little bit." And all of a sudden, she goes, "Nope. I cannot do any rehearsal.
You're such a liar. You are such a liar.
This is
it's
true.
Only because you wanted to rehearse constantly 24/7, and we lived together.
That's true.
I was like, no, I can't do it. You're going to ruin my whole performance.
But some people are rehearse people. I really like to grind away.
I'll
rehearse.
Say.
Well, she came from daytime though, yeah. Where she's getting
yes.
the
you know,
she's shooting every day.
Great point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, she knows exactly.
Know.
Lines are not an issue. For daytime
that's
actors,
true.
Right?
That's right.
True.
Great
yeah.
point.
Maybe for you, Vince Van Patten,
right?
it's an issue, but not for her.
No,
she's
and
got
it turned out better. She was right. But we had fun doing it, right?
You know, sometimes.
Oh, well, that comes off on screen, though. That's the most important thing.
No, what it was is that it was his movie, so he kind of had control, which, you know, I'm sure he was very grateful
kind
for.
Kind of a role reversal for the rest of the time with you guys.
Sam. Also, another thing that's kind of
and Jennifer Tilly's in it, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a real player, right?
Yeah.
She's
she's a really good player.
Yeah. She won the ladies' event of the World Series about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's a world-class player. Phil Locke is in it. Antonio Esfandiari. Mike Sexton.
Can we go back to Jennifer Tilly for a second?
Yeah,
Just sort of go back into her movie career.
Mm-hmm.
She always has that in every film she's ever done. She has that look like mm-hmm. she's going to kill somebody. She has that. There's like this intensity in her eyes. And I figure that's got to be a really great tactic at the table. Right.
Well, I could tell this having played with her and Vince and Eileen know her, but you know she's very disarming because it's legitimate. She is legitimately one of the nicest and smartest people you'll ever know. But she almost starts hosting the poker game. Let's all get drinks and tell me about yourself.
That's
a
trick.
And then you find yourself going like,
that's
maybe I should fold my pocket king to hers. You know, and she turns over her 7-4. I'm sorry, honey. You know, but oh, that love that shirt on you.
Right.
You know, so there are different ways. You can be the tough guy at the table, or yep. you can be the charmer. There are a lot of different ways to.
They're right. She has. Great table talk, as we say, and she played a big event in our cash game just 6 months ago on the World Poker Tour, and she stole the show. She never stopped talking, like you said, and she was charming, and you just don't know what she has, and you're right. If you're at the poker table, and you have that kind of charm, and you're laughing all the time, people will lay down hands that were they might call if they don't like you. It's true. I always get called.
Sorry, Anna, that's what I did to you last year at our charity tournament.
Epic.
So.
That was epic.
I got Anna had nut flush. I had a straight flush in a big charity tournament,
right.
And I was like, even
how
though
does that happen?
Even though it was for the kids, you know, when you got the straight flush, you just
like I
like,
finally
you know,
got
boom,
this
check raise. She's like, I've had an ace of hearts and a nine of hearts and a four of hearts and a three of hearts and a two of hearts. And I'm like, I have the seven through the jack of hearts. That's even better.
It was a rough night. Sake. I was done at that point. I was like, I'm done. Jennifer Tilly plays herself in this. Was she part of this original prop bet?
She does.
Was she there back in the day?
Well,
just go
she
good
was,
enough.
Yeah,
close
she
enough.
Was, she was in some of the games back in the day. Yeah, and but we put her in as herself that as the bet goes along, the walk to Vegas, like half of Hollywood people start showing up. They hear about it. There's even a line in Vegas about it. And so Tilly and Phil Locke show up and say, you know, which way should we bet? Is he going to make it or not? So that type of scene. It's kind of funny.
Because they knew where you were at the beginning moment, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, they all follow me in this big
RV. Yeah, so it's
there.
Like, it's such a great premise for a movie, and I can't believe someone hasn't already picked it up for a reality series as well.
Yeah. Right.
You
know, it's so funny. You got a couple producers right here who might actually be interested in doing it. Maybe call Weintraub again and get him to throw his money in. Here's the thing that I think is amazing is when you stop and you think about Las Vegas, and that's why I love Bugsy. It's one of the great films of all times,
mm-hmm.
right? Because there's that moment on the road to Las Vegas, right, where they get into the fight and they're in the car and the three of them are in the car and they can't figure out exactly how they're going to get everybody back in the car.
Yeah.
It's there, you have that moment where you're like, oh my God. And I've driven from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, and there's a lot of nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, there's tumbleweeds and rattlesnakes, right? But the question that when you, like the difference now versus 20 years ago versus, you know, 70 years ago, when you cross over and you get off the expressway and you see Vegas in front of you. Do you think now that Vegas is, you know, an entertainment capital, it's going to have to be more of that, right? Because everybody's going to have gambling. We're going to have more gambling here, you know, than all the states are picking it up.
Yeah.
So the question is, what does Vegas do to continue to be that bright, shiny UFO in the distance?
That's a great question. But you're so right. When I drive from L.A. to Vegas and you see that light and you're coming into that, heart is pounding.
It's something.
I am
right?
so excited.
It's so true.
It's never gone away. And I think Vegas, a lot of people knock it. Oh, it's not like it was back in the 60s and 70s.
Better.
There were things that were better about it, but nowadays you get there, it's still amazing.
Oh,
it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Although I can't wait to get out after 2 days either. I got the thing. It depends,
what is it
depends
about
how much
it?
Money is left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends
right.
on what's been happening.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I love the genre of gambling pictures and con movies. I love it. And most and some poker movies that were pretty good. But the thing was, writing this with my partner Steve Alpert, I wanted to write something that I knew about the joy of gambling. See, other films are very dark, and it's usually about the big hand. This 7 Days of Vegas is not that. Mm-hmm. It's really about the people I know, the fun we had, the crazy bets, the outwitting each other. That's what this film is about, and that's what I wanted to do. So
it's a character study. Yeah,
it really is, yeah. And that is one of the things. Look, there are still some a lot of famous poker players who have some have had some dark adventures, but 25 or 30 years ago, there was so much more than that. There are a lot of guys and women who play the game but have complete lives outside of poker. They're entrepreneurs. There's some guys that are now actually promoting healthy lifestyles and things like that. Or back in the day, guys had two cigarettes in their mouth at once and were showering with, J&B, Jim Beam. So, it has become a different sort of atmosphere. And 30 years ago, if you told your parents you're going to become a professional poker player, I mean,
right, they call the police. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Now they want 10%.
All right, seven Days to Vegas. This is the movie. It stars Vince Van Patten, who is with us, and Eileen Davidson, his wife and partner in the movie, and then partner and wife, and she clearly runs the whole deal here. I can see what's going on. And we have it premieres. There's a screening tonight, sold out at the Davis Theater in Chicago, but
the easiest thing is just go online. You can, literally, as Eileen was saying, you can pre-buy it and just have it right there at home.
7 Days to Vegas. And when does it drop, actually?
It comes out on the 20th. Yeah. 20th. So a week and a half away.
The 24th on Amazon.
Get it on iTunes now. Pre-buy if you can, and check it out. VOD everywhere. So I appreciate you guys having us on.
Thanks so much for being here. All right, let's check in now with Kim Gordon. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
A Kenosha man is accused of making thousands of counterfeit vaping cartridges. We'll bring you the latest coming up.